BBC News with Chris Berrow. Violence has broken out in several cities across Mexico hours after the army confirmed it had killed one of the country's most feared drug lords. Nemesio Oseguera Cervantes, better known as El Mencho, was the leader of the Jalisco New Generation cartel. He was shot in a dawn raid and died from his injuries. Mexico said the operation was carried out with US intelligence. Will Grant reports from Mexico City.
The reaction from his cartel has been immediate and violent. Unverified pictures, thought to be filmed in Puerto Vallarta on the Jalisco coast, show plumes of smoke rising over the tourist hotspot. And there's destruction across Mexico, including in Guadalajara, one of the host cities of this summer's FIFA World Cup. The US Deputy Secretary of State, Christopher Landau, applauded the killing of El Mencho as a great development for Mexico, the US, Latin America and the world. But he added the scenes of violence were the cause of great sadness and concern.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has told the BBC he believes Vladimir Putin has already started what amounts to a third world war. In an interview ahead of the fourth anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion, Mr. Zelensky said the only response is sustained military and economic pressure to force Moscow to step back. Mr. Zelensky was speaking to our international editor, Jeremy Bowen.
In the presidential offices in Kiev, Volodymyr Zelensky was upbeat. Ukraine, he told me, would definitely not lose the war. It was fighting for its independence, and 4 years on from the full-scale Russian invasion, was still independent. I asked President Zelensky about Vladimir Putin's periodic nuclear saber rattling. He said that the Russian president had already started a third world war and Ukraine was keeping it contained.
The US Secret Service says agents have shot and killed a man who attempted to breach a secure perimeter at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. The president was in Washington at the time. Officials said the man, who's now been named as Austin Tucker Martin, a 21-year-old from North Carolina, was carrying a shotgun and a fuel can. Rick Bradshaw is the Palm Beach County Sheriff in Florida.
He was ordered to drop those two pieces of equipment that he had with him, at which time he put down the gas can, raised the shotgun to a shooting position. At that point in time, the deputy and the two Secret Service agents fired their weapons and neutralized the threat.
Students in Iran have staged a second day of anti-government protests, the first large-scale demonstrations since last month's deadly crackdown, which saw thousands killed by authorities. Videos showed protesters at several universities chanting "Death to the Dictator," a reference to the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. This is the world news from the BBC. The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been re-elected as the General Secretary of the ruling Communist Party on the fourth day of a rare congress. State media said the unanimous result reflected the unshakable will of the delegates taking part in the five-yearly gathering. Analysts say Kim Jong-un has spent years stoking his cult of personality in the reclusive country, and the congress has offered another chance to demonstrate his absolute grip on power. The mayor of New York, Zoran Mamdani, is imposing a travel ban around the city ahead of a fast-developing storm. Meteorologists classify Hernando as life-threatening, comparing it to a winter hurricane. Blizzard warnings are in effect for New York City, parts of New Jersey and Connecticut, with up to 50 centimetres of snow expected and winds as high as 90 kilometres per hour. The American film One Battle After Another has won the Best Picture Award at the BAFTAs award ceremony in London. It was the second prize of the night for director Paul Thomas Anderson, who'd earlier been recognised in that category. Best Actress went to Jessie Buckley for her portrayal of Anne Hathaway, William Shakespeare's wife, in Hamnet. She told the BBC it was an honour to be recognised.
I never ever thought I'd be in this position. You know, I just was excited about peeking behind the curtain. I wear it with so much pride to be the first ever Irish woman to win a BAFTA. And I hope it's a kind of inspiration for other young women, wherever you're from, if you're passionate about something, to just go for it.
The closing ceremony of the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics has taken place and the Olympic cauldron extinguished after the International Olympic Committee president, Kirsty Coventry, declared the Games ended. She said the 2026 event had showcased a new kind of Winter Games. The Olympic flag was passed on to the 2030 hosts, the French Alps. The grand finale was entitled Beauty in Action and began with Italian opera. That's the latest BBC News.